You had stated that you admire his ingenuity, that it was elaborate, it was a kind of artist, and his medium was murder. And that he had chosen to make this in artwork over a period of 20 years. And that you actually admired his conception, but you were horrified by the means that he chose to carry it out. What do you mean, admired his conception?
He'd done something that nobody had ever done before. He'd done something incredibly audacious. If you stop and think about it, 1969, when he faced down those two cops in San Francisco, he was within an ace of going to the gas chamber for doing what he had done. At the very least, he had constructed a gigantic geometric design on the face of the San Francisco Bay Area, a radian angle with a radius of, I think, about 50 miles. It's an enormous artwork. That kind of thing, incidentally, constructing geometric designs on the face of the Earth for appreciation from the perspective of outer space is a legitimate branch of sculpture called earthform art. And during the late 1960s, it was the cutting edge of modern sculpture.
But you compared him to Hillary having climbed Mount Everest.
I think that what the Zodiac did is non-repeatable. I don't think it could ever be done again. Once it's discovered, I don't think anybody else could do the same thing again.
But once it's discovered and publicized, many people may try to do it again to emulate a copycat killer.
That's a possibility, and that's something to be afraid of. But I don't think that anybody... My appreciation of the Zodiac is that he's so clever, that he's so witty, that he's so involved.
He didn't seem to have a lot of laughs tonight.
I certainly can't see anybody that I know.
Of course, that is if
coming
Michael O'Hare is the killer.
Of course. Mm-hmm. But I can't see anybody that I know, nobody from my personal acquaintance, could be anywhere close to a match for him. I can't see anybody doing the same thing again. Perhaps someone might try to do it, but I think it would fall flat on his face. I can't see that somebody would be able to pull it off the way he did, with the same degree of artistry and finesse.
But he didn't want to continue the conversation with me. I know that.
That's a little bit different. When you can write a letter to the San Francisco Chronicle, it's a one-way conversation. Nobody gets to respond. You don't have to be cross-examined. Nobody comes back on you and asks you, what did you mean by this word or that word? The situation that you had him in tonight was a little bit like his being on the witness stand, where he was subject to cross-examination. And it's much more difficult under cross-examination to pull off the kind of linguistic stunts and indirections and deceptions.
Well, he wasn't going to get away with it on the air here.
Right. It's very difficult to do where you have somebody coming back at you with follow-up questions, you know, which is what you were doing.
It's unfortunate that he didn't go on with you, but I think by his not going on the air with you was a statement in itself, possibly a louder statement than if he had answered your questions and had a conversation with you directly. Our number is 656-3696. 656-3696. We are talking about the serial killer, the Zodiac killer, the crime of the century. What makes you believe that this is the Zodiac killer's murders were not satanic?
I just don't see any evidence for it.
Because you do not see any evidence for it does not mean that evidence does not exist. This seems like a dream of Anton LaVey, the First Church of Satan.
Well, there may be similarities, but I would prefer to see references to Satan in the literature, and I just don't see them. It's certainly not explicit. If it were,
I don't know that he would put any references to Satan. Why would he do that?
Well, he felt free enough to write.
Obviously, he's tempting fate.
True.
He's asking to be caught. Would not the Zodiac killer want to be caught? I mean, isn't his eventual plan to be caught? Or did he think that nobody would be so brilliant as Gareth Penn to discover?
Well, thank you very much.
That he has done.
That was very kind of you to say that. I think that my reading of him as a character is that he has been tempting fate, right? But I think that what he wants out of this eventually is the credit. What he's done is a very audacious and very daring and in many ways a very brilliant thing.
But
which ultimately he's going to have to put his name on.
And credit for the kill. Might he not be taking credit for the kill to a very elite group of Satanists?
Well, it's conceivable.
I mean, take a look at his background. Take a look at the school that he teaches at. Take a look at some of the individuals that graduate from Yale University. Take a look at the Brotherhood of Death. There was a film called Brotherhood of the Bells a few years ago. I believe the Brotherhood of the Bells is... It's a story that parallels the Brotherhood of Death, the Skull and Bones fraternity.
From the Zodiac after the 11th of October 1969
indubitably contain pieces of false iron shirt obtained from the scene of the crime. That's the chain of evidence. If he wrote the letters, he is the murderer.
Our number is 656-3696. 656-3696. We would like to speak to you. Robert, anything else?
Just a comment. I cannot understand why he didn't sue you when he could have.
Well, I'll tell you that answer right now. I mean, then he would have to bring it out into court. And, of course, Gareth Penn would present the evidence. You can't sue somebody if they're telling the truth. And without, if you bring it into court, right? I mean, it's exposed to the rest of the world. But by the way, this
is that if he would have sued me, he'd have to expose himself to deposition. He would have to testify under oath. And since the truth of my allegations would be the substance of that trial, anything that has a bearing on the truth of those allegations, such as where was he on the evening of the 11th of October, 1969, he could be asked to testify to under oath.
Now, Robert, this is the 29th, and the 29th of May. This is your 101st call. Your 100th call was last night, is that correct?
As far as I can estimate, yes.
Yeah. Thank you very much for coming on.
Okay, thank you.
Good night. Our numbers again, 656-3696. We would like to speak to you. But first of all, I'll tell you again about the...
And now, the man with the most. Anthony J. Hilder.
This is Anthony J. Hilder. The subject of my conversation with Gareth Penn tonight. The Zodiac Killer. We invite you to call at 656-3696. 656-3696. Gareth, in private life, what do you do for entertainment? California, 94915. The name of the book? Times 17.